Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. We're happy you're with us. As always, if you have a pen and paper, you'll get some really good information. And in this troubling time in America, we need honest, good information, which is why you're here, I think. All right, Joe Stalin, the vicious Soviet dictator, would love what's happening in America today. The police, I feel sorry for. Most of American police right now, I don't know how they go to work every day. We'll get into that a little bit. And this day in history, it was a brutal massacre you probably never even heard of. We'll tell you about that. So George Floyd's funeral was held today in Houston. 500 people were invited. The headline, though, is that Joe Biden, who was supposed to attend the funeral, did not. And we really don't know why. He did meet with the Floyd family yesterday. Al Sharpton, Floyd Mayweather, other dignitaries were there, political people, Texas people. You know, look, sad day for America. That's all I can tell you. I'm not going to virtue signal or do any of that. It's just a sad day for this country. Now, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, could not go to the funeral nor send anyone. And you know why. Because some people would have acted in a awful way, trying to embarrass the president or his administration. And that would have diminished the day for the Floyd family. So he couldn't go. It's impossible for the president of the United States to attend a funeral where, if history is any indicator, he should go. But it's not his fault. In fact, he was smart not to send anyone because of the volatility of the situation and the lack of discipline on the part of his opposition. So that's just the way it is. Now, Vice President Biden has come out against defunding the police. Interesting. He did that because of the polls, which I'll give you in a moment. Because Joe Biden, in my estimation, I'm going to get into this at the end of the broadcast, really doesn't stand for much these days. He has trouble remembering on Wednesday what he said on Tuesday. And his core belief system has changed. Pretty much every core belief he ever held has changed. So, yeah, I don't think Biden, as a public servant, wants to defund the police, but he said it publicly for a reason. All right, because the vast majority of Americans, even those who despise Donald Trump and who are very left-wing, don't want to defund the police. And I'll give you the numbers in a moment. But Biden supports, quote, an urgent need for reform, including funding for public schools, summer programs, mental health and substance abuse, treatment separate from funding for policing. Well, that's already happening at a huge scale. And remember, he was the vice president for 8 years under Barack Obama, the America's first black president. And to me, they didn't really do a lot in the black-white area. And in fact, things got worse in those 8 years. So if I'm debating Joe Biden, I think, well, what did you do? For 8 years, you had 8 years. You didn't improve race relations. And tomorrow we're going to do a big takeout on President Obama himself and what he said during times of strife, racial strife, and all that. That'll be tomorrow. But anyway, Biden, it's a mealy-mouthed, wishy-washy thing. He wants more funding. It's what Democrats always want, more money. Give us more money, and we'll solve the problem. They never solve the problem, ever. This problem has been going on since the Civil War. It's all about education, as I wrote last week. And the Democrats just say, all right, give me more money for education. But they don't insist on standards for schools and discipline in those schools. So you're not going to get anywhere. All right, so Biden, you don't really have a policy on defunding the police other than he doesn't like it. Here's the poll. So this is YouGov poll, YouGov. 1,056 adults, Democrat 35, Republican 26, Independent 29. So it's a push poll. It's a liberal poll. So you can't do a 9% gap between Democrat and Republican, expect to get an accurate portrayal of what the country's mood is or feeling is. However, the question was, do you favor or oppose cutting funding for police departments? Favor 16%. That's it. That's Black Lives Matter. That's that crew. That's the only people who favor it. And 65% oppose, 19% not sure. Those are the morons, the people who are just flat out stupid. 19% American population, I'd say that's accurate. 19% of us, we the people, are just dumb. Some by no fault of their own, some by laziness. 19%. It's a lot. It's a lot. All right, so Biden knows this. Every politician knows defunding the police, not a popular thing. And because the crime rate is going to go up, particularly in the poor neighborhoods that depend on the police to protect them against violent criminals. All right? See, I can protect myself. I got enough resources to do that. Most people don't, particularly people who have no money at all and live in very poor places. They can't protect themselves. That's why you need the police. That's what the police do. And they do it fairly well.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right. Protesters wouldn't move. Federal government's ordering them to move because they're too close to the White House and a church burned down right behind them. Doesn't seem unreasonable to me. One of those involved with this was the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr. Roll it.
We were reacting to 3 days of extremely violent demonstrations right across from the White House. A lot of injuries to police officers, arson. Things were so bad that the Secret Service recommended the president go down to the bunker. We can't have that in our country. And so the decision was made. We had to move the perimeter one block. And that is what we were doing. Well, I did go to the park before the actual operation to move out the perimeter, and I personally saw projectiles thrown, and two were thrown at me. And the police officers there and my security detail made me move back because they said that projectiles had been landing in a certain area, rock, things like rocks. Bottle was thrown at me.
All right. Now, I believe Attorney General Barr. I'm sure the hate Trump cadre, the New York Times, Washington Post doesn't believe him. I believe him. I think that's what happened. I've talked to other people who were there. That's what happened. Now, when the protesters were moved, the press reported they were moved violently and that they were all peaceful. Roll the tape.
You're going to see them in the frame now using flashbangs in front of them and mounted police to clear what has been an entirely peaceful protest. Not 98%, not 99%, but 100% peaceful protest here today. People throwing, there was no throwing of water bottles, there was no throwing of objects.
Okay, so according to Garrett Hakey, an NBC News reporter who's on MSNBC, 100% peaceful. So do you believe Hakey or do you believe Attorney General Barr? Now, Hakey also said there was tear gas used. There was not. That's now documented. With no tear gas. Okay? They used pepper spray. And Hakey has not retracted his erroneous reporting on the tear gas. Has not. Why bother? NBC wants Hakey to say there was tear gas. I'm surprised Hakey didn't say five of the protesters are in a coma someplace. We'll be right back.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, here is the final thought of the day. It's my column. Now, I don't inject myself into politics. I'm not vote Republican, vote Democrat. I'm not that kind of guy. But I do tell you in this column what is going to happen if Joe Biden becomes the president. You need to read this column and then send it everywhere. And I hope you're telling everybody about the No Spin News. I know you see the difference between this and what's on TV. A three-year-old, Holly the Terror Dog, sees the difference. Spread the word. Read the column on BillO'Reilly.com. See you tomorrow.